What is the difference between symptoms and diseases? Well, first, children develop symptoms first, but don't necessarily have a diagnosis yet. It is important for caregivers or teachers to understand that they should not make a diagnosis based off of a specific disease, but to recognize symptoms that continue to persist. So, for example, many children are excluded due to a rash but have no behavioral changes. Though some might consider a rash a symptom, the child's activity has not been negatively affected. So there's nothing considered harmful to the child or will be harmful to others. That said, a diagnosis is necessary. But if the children does not have any symptoms or show any signs of illnesses, there is no reason to exclude the child from activities.